Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This is a short video to share some news that's just been released from Tesla. Elon Musk, who as you probably are aware is the richest man in the world and seen to be a very good businessman, he's in the process of trying to buy Twitter at the moment for $44 billion. He has just sent an email to all of the executives at Tesla advising them that he's got a super bad feeling, that's his words, not mine, about the global economy, and that he wants to cut the workforce of Tesla by 10%. Now, Tesla employs around 100,000 people globally, so this would mean around 10,000 job cuts. And this is quite a reverse of strategy, because up until this point, Tesla was still hiring aggressively. And as of yesterday, it had around 5,000 jobs that it was advertising on LinkedIn globally. Now, this news comes hot off the heels of some other statements that Elon Musk has made recently. He sent an email to the employees stating that everyone at Tesla is required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week. If you don't show up, we will assume you have resigned. The more senior you are, the more visible must be your presence. That is why I lived in the factory so much, so that those on the line could see me working alongside them. If I'd not done that, Tesla long ago would have gone bankrupt. There are, of course, companies who don't require this, but when was the last time they shipped a great new product? It's been a while. Tesla has and will create and actually manufacture the most exciting and meaningful products of any company on Earth. This will not happen by phoning it in. Now, these messages have come at a time when Tesla is already under pressure. The share price has fallen by more than 30% over the last month or so, and they're having real difficulties getting their car plant up and running again in Shanghai after all of the COVID lockdowns. So Elon Musk is clearly under a lot of pressure right now, and it looks like his proposed acquisition of Twitter, which he's doing on the basis of no due diligence, he waived his right to any due diligence in that process, has all come at a very difficult time for him. But he is a sharp businessman and he knows what he's talking about. And you can't build up the companies that he's been involved with and have the success that he's had without having a good feeling for what's going on in the economy. And Tesla is right at the cutting edge in terms of it's everything that people want right now. It's electric vehicles, it's sexy, it's cool, and there is a massive order book waiting for them. So clearly the fact that he's come out and said that he wants to cut the workforce means that he's having trouble within the company because the demand is there. Tesla motor cars are not as price sensitive as other vehicles, so I think they've got the potential to still do well. But he's clearly got production problems and probably some cost issues as well. But fundamentally here, Elon Musk has come out and made a statement to the world that he feels very negative about the outlook for the global economy. So I think that really is a strong warning sign to everybody that we've got real trouble ahead. If you follow the channel, you'll know that we've been talking about the potential of a recession coming over the next 6 to 12 months anyway. But I think this just confirms it. And we've also seen statements recently from the head of JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs that are also confirming that they're cautious about the future. So what does this all mean? Well, I think it gives us further independent confirmation that it's likely that we'll be going into a recession at some point in the next 6 to 12 months. But also, I think specifically with regards to Elon Musk, I think the outlook for Tesla shares has to be questioned right now. We've already seen a large fall in the share price over the last few months, and I think it's potentially likely that that could continue over the next 3 to 6 months as well. So I wanted to post this video just to make sure that you're in the news, you've got your finger on the pulse. I think Elon Musk is a really interesting character, so I wanted to share that news as soon as I heard it. Hopefully you found this interesting. If you did, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.